The project Pilsen European City of Culture 2015, which kicked off in grand style in January this year, is now at the halfway point. What have been the most popular events in the West Bohemian city? And how successful has the project been so far? Ruth Frankova put those questions to Radovan Auer, Director of Marketing and Communication of Pilsen 2015.
We are quite happy because our economical reasons why we organize this project seems that will be filled, because at this moment we have quite a big increase of tourists in Pilsen. In the second quarter of the year we have 500% increase of organized city tours. At this moment we don't have the real statistical data about overnights and so on, because they will be released at the end of August, but in the streets of Pilsen you can see a lot of international tourists and visitors. And on our events, we have about 90% of tickets sold. So at this moment, we are very happy.
You also said you wanted to attract local people to participate in the events. How successful were you in this respect?
Part of our program is completely built on participation of people, and we are very happy that this program, such as Neighbors Day or the exhibition Family Photo Album, are very successful. But what we see is that for this year, if you want to be in Pilsen, you must visit culture. We have information also from the other organizers of cultural events that for this year they are selling tickets much better than in other years, because people of Pilsen are very proud that they have this title and they really want to visit the cultural events which are happening in the city.
Can you tell me what were some of the most successful events in Pilsen so far?
One of the most successful events are the exhibitions. We had here two exhibitions about Jiří Trnka, the famous animator and puppeteer born in Pilsen. And both of these exhibitions were visited by 44,000 people, which means that they will be at top five exhibitions of this year in Czech Republic. Very successful is also the exhibition of Gottfried Lindauer, another Pilsen-born person who made the portraits of Maori Nation in New Zealand.
What are some of the highlights of the second half of Pilsen 2015?
The biggest highlight of the whole year will happen on the last weekend of August, the giant puppets in the streets. You know, puppetry is one of the key elements of our program, because Pilsen is very well known by puppetry. I mentioned Jiří Trnka before, but also quite well known Spabel and Hurvínek are born in Pilsen. And that's why we brought here the show of giant puppets from Spain, and it will probably never happen in Czech Republic again, because it's extremely complicated for organization and so on. Another very interesting project is our international cooperation with another city of culture for this year, which is Mons in Belgium, and we prepared a theater piece called Ubu Today, and we think that it will be one of the key events of autumn in Pilsen.